Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gates strikes out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sviam strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Burks reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra, who is chasing the ball. Cora reaches third base with a triple. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Svium scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkovice hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Slusarski now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slusarski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Lighty now playing center field. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sviem moves to second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Karkovice for a passed ball. Sviem moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Sviem scores. Bordick scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Scott Lighty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lighty hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Sachs pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sax moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks bunts towards the mound. Slusarski fields it and throws to first for the out. Sax moves to third. Ventura moves to second. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is walked intentionally. Mike Huff pinch runs for Bo Jackson. Kelly Downs now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sax tags and scores. Ventura tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Huff moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Ventura scores. Huff moves to third. Guillen moves to second. It's 10-4, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Don Paul now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Sviem moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, White Sox. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Huff. Gates reaches second base with a double. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates scores. It's 10-9, White Sox. Scott Lighty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lighty is 0-for-1 in the game. Lighty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Sierra moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to third. Leidy moves to second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-4 in the game. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Leidy. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ventura is walked intentionally. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-9, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Leidy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sviam moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Sviam scores. Bordick goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 11, White Sox. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-11, Athletics. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.